Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the MPOC Charter Review Call on Monday, 10th of October, 2016. On the call today, we have Carlos Raul Gutierrez, John Carr, Carl Stoll, Ponsulate Ileleji, Stepani Taravainen, and from staff, we have Benedetta Rossi and myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Carlos.
Thank you very much again, Mariam. So I think what I don't have too many things to say. Only I would like to start the whole thing up with a kind of proposal which I would like to run by this group and see if that is approved by you. I don't think it makes sense now to go through the charter line by line and say, okay, let's change this, let's change that, I like this, I don't like this. Instead of that, I think we should have a clear timetable, and we also should have a clear way of procedure forward. As you will have seen, I sent out a timetable to you all, and I know it's a very ambitious timetable, but I think it's a timetable which we should aspire to. And at least have it as a guideline. But what I find the most interesting, the most important point, is how we actually procedurally go through this charter review. As I said, I don't think it's a good idea to. Hi, Robert. I don't think it's a good idea now to go line to line by the charter. Instead of over the weekend, I worked on a little small document, basically the NPOC Charter Review 2016-2017. And I gave three very important base documents. So the first document is, of course, the NPOC Charter. And as we are part and under the NCSG, of course, we have to keep in mind and always be aware about the contents of the NCSG Charter, which I, by the way, if you read it, is to a certain extent actually very helpful. And also, as we just finished our revision of the NPOC and have the NPOC base document available, and there are some things which we are clearly need for the NPOC charter review and for our new NPOC charter, I really thought it might be a good idea to add it. Are there any more comments with regard to the reference documents? Which other reference documents you would like to have added for our consideration to the process, and what documents you think is absolutely vital and essential that we take them into the account for the process? Are there any other documents or comments? Consulate, yeah, please.
Yeah, good late afternoon all. Consulate speaking for the records. I think, Klaus, all the documents you've sent so far really fit into what we want to do within the charter review. So my suggestion would be we should get into the real gist of the matter if there are some particular items you want us to look at in regards to this MPOC charter version 2.0. So we start looking at it prior to the final presentation of the draft during the MPOC constituency day in Hyderabad. So it would be better we just start, we just go into key points you want us to take note. I think that will help everybody to move ahead. Thank you.
And Ponsulate, thank you very much for your enthusiasm. I'm sorry, I have to completely disagree with you, and you have to bear with me for another 5 to 7 minutes, because there are a lot of people on the call who would like to know the process. The process is not clear, and it's not agreed as a group. It just comes out of my feeble mind and things like that. So at least I would like to have a chance to once present the process and to get your approval or agreement before we move ahead into these substantial matters but I think we need to give ourselves these 5 to 7 minutes just to go through the process. Sam, you had this, your hand is up. Unmute, Sam. You were unmuted. Sam, can you speak, or what's the situation there at the moment? I can't. Sam, I'm sorry, you won't get through. And,
now I'm having trouble.
No, now you're okay, Sam. Thank you. Yes, Sam, we can hear you.
Okay. Oh, no. I said go ahead and do what you're going to do. I wanted to come back to one of the items in the charter itself, so I'll wait.
Yeah, wait 5 to 7 minutes. Please be patient, good people of NROC and beyond. Okay, what I proposed was to have a kind of template in which we basically put our issues, that each issue is defined in a clear template. And the template, as it looks at the moment, and feel free to suggest changes to the template, is basically to give the issue a title, to give the relevant existing NPOC charter text, if there is any, and also refer to the relevant existing NCSG charter text, if there is any, then to describe the issue, what is the problem, why do we think there needs to be addition changes or whatever, then to actually propose the language in which that issue should be addressed in the charter. After that one, basically we should keep it open for everybody to comment on that points before. And then at the end, when we finish that discussion and analyze that discussion, to actually come to the proposed charter language, the resolved new charter NCSG charter language, which I think and assume that we also will need some legal advice and support to just to get the language right. So the question here is now: Do you approve to that the use of the template to identify the issue, to discuss the issues, and to get the language drafted? Are there any comments? Are there any additions, or do you propose a completely different process? Joan, you're up.
Hi, Klaus. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, fine. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I like the go forward work plan in quotation and templating. You know, I like that kind of stuff. The question is, who decide what is the relevant issue? Are you asking the XCOM, or will that be a membership engagement question?
I think... To give you my personal answer is I think it goes to the complete NPOC membership and beyond. We are part of the NCSG, and I think that important input also should come from the NCSG side, and that's why I want to keep that at least at the beginning. At the beginning, as open as possible, to spread it as widely as possible. But this said, the final decision itself stays with the NPOC membership and with the NPOC executive committee. The final draft, the proposal, which will go to the board after the input from everybody, after the input from staff and so on, the final decision will be made by NPOC itself. But I think it's important that we have as many Yes, Tapati, you're right. Yeah. Okay, I wrote that Sunday, Friday night. Okay, so change the results to new NPOC charter language in 1.6. But that's basically how I thought what might be the way. I really want that to have as not as a sectarian exercise where we decide how NPOC should look like, but also where those from the outside can give input, and I think especially that that input from the NCSG because is vital, and I think that we have to also explain to our members and explain to everybody involved that we are doing this in NPOC as part of the NCSG and not as a self-standing initiative. John, again, please.
Okay, thanks, Klaus. It's John for the record. In looking, if we're going to the broader community, which I agree with, I think that those timelines are a little bit tight then if we're going to go to the – I think if we want substantial that we should be a little bit more flexible on the timeline so that people you know how people they're busy and everyone else is reviewing their charters as well. So to give them time. Now, please confirm that we have to have this done at a certain time. But I just think that it's a bit restrictive at the moment if we're going to the larger community in order for us to collect the information and synthesize them and review them. So I just want to say that.
Yes, John, I recognize that, and I think the English word for that timeline is aspirational. On the other hand, I think it's very important that we have an aspirational timeline is to make clear that we can't have that process going on forever and ever and ever, because this is really a process which is tempting everybody to spend forever on it. And I think the way the process is designed through the templates allows us to have one or two or three or five or ten issues discussed and other issues coming in later or being added later and things like that. So and things can be debated on different levels in time. So for example, an issue just can be introduced while other issues are basically ready on the resolving. So what I'm trying to say here as an answer to you is let's try to keep the aspirational timeline, but being clear that it will properly have to be changed. But let's keep it there just for the moment, if that's okay with you. Any more comments? John, you have your hand up. Is that an old one? Okay. Okay, John, you're back again. Do you you want to speak?
Yeah, sorry. I have to say that I disagree with the timeline if we're going to have a broader involvement and only because I do believe in timelines and goal setting and all of that. But I also believe that if you put it too restrictive, for example, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, if I was reading that from an, I always read things from an end user point of view, as you know. I look at that and I'm thinking, oh, I'm not going to be involved with that. That's, you know, it's too tight for me to debate my point. I always think that you have to be able to, one, inform them about it, two, engage them, and three, receive those. I mean, people just don't necessarily respond. And I'm just thinking that it just seems, yes, you have to have a document that you have a timeline to, but I think it just sounds too restrictive at the moment, the way it stands. That's just my opinion.
Okay, so we have a conflicting set of opinions. So what I would call on the rest of the participants. Is there anybody else who has an opinion on the timeline? Going once? Going twice? Going the third time? Okay, if nobody has an opinion on that, so John, I would invite you to have a look at that timetable and the timeline again and to actually propose an alternative timeline. Is that okay with you? So then we can look at the alternative timeline at our next call next week. John, can you indicate if you're okay with that?
Sure, I'll suggest something, but it would mean that people would have to respond and agree or disagree, so I'll be happy to do that. But my chat doesn't work, by the way, so, you know, I would have responded in the chat. So.
No, John, all we need is your suggestions for an alternative timeline, and we discuss it with everybody at the next meeting next week. Nothing special, just saying, okay, I find that realistic or not realistic, and then we have something actually to decide on at the call next week. Okay. Any further comments on this one? Okay. Then I have one more question, and then we can go really into the subject areas and on the real issues. Is about the leadership of this charter review. Is there anybody who really would like to assume the leadership and the responsibility for managing the process, harassing people, reminding people, telling people to get their work done and to move on? Is there somebody who really would like to volunteer to take on the task of to be the team leader on this charter review, or would you like me to trying to steer the process a little bit, or do you really want to go on a completely democratic is the wrong way, less a fair approach that we just amble along with somebody taking particular responsibility. Carlos, you want to speak, don't you?
Yes, thank you, Klaus. This is Carlos. There is some background noise, but a suggestion in terms of the team leader, I think it's very important that the team leader is somebody who is participant in the discussion of the SOAC accountability. I know there is no direct relation between this revision and what's happening there, but it's very good to have somebody who can tell us what's happening there. There are so many things going on accountability, and particularly the discussion of SOAC accountability, which I'm not following because I'm in other groups, I think should bring some feedback. So if somebody is there, I would strongly suggest that person would be very suitable for the leadership. Thank you, Klaus.
Carlos, I think that is a very, very good idea, but let me suggest, in case we don't find somebody who's actually embedded into the accountability working group, that at least we can get somebody as a liaison, or somebody could regularly report from that group to us, which necessarily doesn't have to be an NPOC member. I think that would be one of the options or solutions in case we don't have anybody. But thank you very much for that very useful and constructive comment. Ponsole, please.
Hello again, Ponsole speaking for the record. I'd already written that I will volunteer to lead the process, you know, and I follow, although I'm not within the accountability working group, but I follow what goes on there, and I think it's also rightful if I'm leading the policy committee for MPOC that I do that, and I've seen also within the chat, Mayam has said she will help me do reminders, and also Sam, so I think I will move it. I just want to say I'm committed to doing it, and I think it's within my mandate as within the policy framework in such charter reviews that I should be highly involved on that. So you can count on me leading this process. Thank you.
Thank you, Pontuli. I have absolutely no objections to that. Under only one condition I would make there, but we have to put, this is not a decision, this is just a comment from me before we put it to decision to the whole group. Pontuli, I would only really suggest this if you give me the right as NPOC chair from time to time to crack the whip and say, get on with it. And I don't mean you alone, but everybody else involved. Is that okay with you? Can you live with that?
Yes, I can live with that, Klaus. Definitely. I mean, your inputs definitely matter, not only as our current chair, but in the interest of institutional memory. There are few people within MPOC that have institutional memory in the current executives, and we are one of those. So it's always good to pick your brain, and definitely I'll be doing that, and to get your comments and stuff like that. And one thing I will also say, I'm happy Tepani is on this call. Within our charter, we have to I will strongly emphasize that when we look at the overall NTSG charter, that everything we are doing goes in line with that, because it also creates a good synergy. And those are the things I'll try to and be working on in this revised charter, so that we are all in sync, and it makes us stronger in our deliberations as we go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Pontuli. Sorry you misunderstood me a little bit. I really want to make sure, as the chair, that process is going not quickly or rushly, but is moving forward. What I ask you permission for is that from time to time, if I feel that the process is lacking a little bit of speed or whatever, or substance, that I come in and say, get on with it. That's what I was talking about.
Okay. Thank you, Klaus, for the clarification. Thank you. Sorry, I missed.
But you're okay with that one? You're okay with that one?
I'm okay with that. Conflict for the record. I'm very okay with that. Thank you.
Okay, John, please.
I just want to say that I really want to be on that team, because I really want to contribute to the charter. That's all I wanted to say, and to work with Ponce and yourself to get. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, fine. Can I just ask anybody who has any objections that Ponce becomes the official team leader of the NPOC Charter Review 2016-2017? Has any objections or wants to put himself forward, please do so in the next 10 seconds. Three, two, one. Pontuli, you talked yourself into a hell of a lot of work. Congratulations. Okay, Pontuli, from now on, as you are the team leader, I'm very happy to move over the meeting chair to you, and please keep us get us going.
Oh, okay. Okay. Does it start today? Pontuli speaking for the record, or it starts from the next meeting?
From now, you just got elected.
Okay.
If you want me to move on a little bit with the template and the issue area,
the template, and I take off from the next meeting, since I just got elected today, I say you finish the process from today, and from the next meeting I take it off. Is that fair enough?
Okay, sir? That's fair enough. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, the next meeting is next week, Monday, same time, same place. Yeah.
Yes, I know that. I know that. All dates are noted. Yeah.
Okay. So what I try to do is, now I talked about the template, I try to actually fill out, with the help of Sam's brilliant email, some of the issues. And you see, basically, what I did there is to say, give the issue title NPOC mission and vision aspect number one, the relevant NPOC charter text. I know it's boring, but it's very good to know that and to always refer to back the relevant existing NCSG charter text, then to describe the issue in 1.3, then to basically propose a charter language, basically saying what should be in the charter, and now these things should be on a public editable site, basically a Google Docs, so that everybody can come in and can actually make comment, and these things can be discussed also in the different different forums we provide. So Ponsulé, for example, you have to decide if you want to set up a specific discussion group for the charter review, which might make sense. So if that's the case, please get in touch with Marion. So what my idea was is basically to collect all the different issues we are having in this kind of templates and work ourselves through these templates so that basically, I actually was hopeful that by Hyderabad, we've got a few issues not perfectly described and worked out, but that we have some issues which we basically can also then start discussing in Hyderabad at the constituency day and beyond, and actually move that process and forward a little bit more face to face. In that case, we have to clip in Ponsulé remotely, but I think that will be manageable. The other thing is with regard, I want to tell you from the previous SOAC call, it looks like that the split of the constituency day will stay. So there would be two halves constituency days on two different days, and that the other halves basically are filled up mostly with high interest topics. But some of the high interest topics might be of high interest to others, whilst others are more very, very high interest to us. So maybe we can actually clip 2 or 3 or 4 hours from other meetings in the afternoon or whatever to have a more constituency talks. So what is now the point before I move to the other point is Mariam, this text is now already at the at a Google Doc, is it?
Hi, Klaus. Yes, that's correct. I've got that in the web link to the right of the AC chat, AC screen, and then also in the chat box as well.
Okay. Could you also send this link basically to NPOC Discuss, telling everybody there the document so that the membership also knows? What I would like to do now for the remainder of this call is to first talk to and invite the staff, Bernadetta and Robert, to say if they have any comments to what they heard and basically how they feel they can support the whole charter process, so that we are also clear what's available from the capable ICANN staff. And the remainder of the time, then actually verbally start talking about some of the main issues people feel are burning issues. But nevertheless, I think the important point now is that people go back and go into that document and actually filling out the templates, creating a new template for their issues and start working in it, or Sam is working on the templates already filled out data on his email, which is very wordy, but maybe condense it a little bit and make it a little bit more precise. I hope that is okay with it. So who do I put on the spot now first? Robert or Benedetta, who's volunteering?
We jabbered Klaus and agreed I'd go first, and then Benedetta would correct all the mistakes that I make.
Yeah, that sounds like the right gender balance and role.
I'll take the first crack. First, thanks very much for inviting Benedetta and me to participate or listen in today. It's very helpful, particularly given that this is a two-part process, for staff to be aware and knowing generally what you all are up to. The two steps of the process are, first, all of you working together to reach agreement on how you want to update, amend, or otherwise change your governing documents. And then the second step is for the board to give its blessing in its overall oversight role in the ICANN bylaws. And staff plays a role in certainly coordinating that board review. So it's very helpful for us to understand where you are, what your timing concerns are, and when you plan to finish your work. I think your question, Klaus, focuses on perhaps how we can help in the first part of the process, and that is your deliberations. And the overall message that I wanted to share with you was that we are happy to help in whatever way, shape, or form you find of value to help you all reach consensus on identifying where the areas for change are and what those changes ultimately prove to be. That role can be handled in a number of different ways. You've already mentioned how Miriam is supporting you in terms of getting you together for the calls, posting Google Doc opportunities for people to edit and play with. So there's that administrative, logistical, organizational role that Miriam plays. The role where Benedetta, myself, and others can help is in your work, Poncelet, going forward in terms of how you want to conduct your deliberations and conversations. If you all proceed with your Google Doc approach, there's probably less for us to do than what other communities have asked our support on. You're taking a different approach than other groups have, which is perfectly fine and seems to be consistent with your work style and approach to things. And so, I mean, if there are individual areas of advice that we can provide, if there are examples that you would like to share or have us share about what other groups have done, how they might have drafted up certain provisions, we're more than happy to play that role. What Benedetta, and I'll let her speak to this, has been asked to do for the registrars is slightly different. The two most recent groups that we have supported, the business constituency and the registrar stakeholder group, the approach they've taken is much more of a step-by-step one, where they basically say, okay, we're looking at our entire charter, and we're going to go through it line by line, section by section. And that's the way they've approached it. What they've asked us to do, and Benedetta is playing this role, is she just helps organize the calls, makes changes to the overall document language, and then circles back and shares that with the committee, working group, drafting team, whatever you're going to call yourselves going forward. And so it's a fairly hands-on role in which staff helps to facilitate the discussions under the guidance of a chair, and where after each call on a week-by-week basis, edits are made to a central document that then people review prior to the next call, and then things move on in that respect. So again, we're happy to take on any role that you all think would be of value. In particular, Poncelet, it may be a conversation that you want to have independently with Benedetta, with the overall guidance of your executive team so that you're all comfortable. But again, we can play a facilitative role, advisory role, or any other role that you would like us to play. Benedetta, do you want to expand on that in any way or correct anything that I've said to be more practical in terms of your involvement?
Thank you, Rob. This is Benedetta for the transcript. Just one quick clarification. So what Rob was saying in terms of my role, for example, with the registrars and what previous staff has done with the business constituency was basically to play the pen holder role on every meeting or call. And that's proven to be particularly effective since what other community members found particularly challenging during the process was gathering all of the comments, whilst also obviously figuring out what the issues were, looking at the documents and tracking all the changes. So that's where they found that staff support proved to be effective, since basically what I'm doing with the registrars is just I listen to the discussions and take notes and then track all of these changes onto the document. So nobody else is actually touching the document, it's just me. And then I present it to the drafting team on the following call, and then they accept or continue to deliberate on specific items. And the feedback that we've been getting so far was that it's helpful to not have to look at the document from a community perspective and also draft all the language and make all the changes and keep track of everyone's input all at the same time with limited time. And that's where obviously staff is available if you were to go down that road. But that is a more of a line-by-line, hands-on approach, which appears that is not something that you're considering at the moment. But anyway, whatever level of support you deem necessary, obviously we'll hear ready for you.
Thank you very much, Robert. Thank you very much, Benedetta. Of course, if you decide now, if we decide now as a group, but Ponsole, you have to move that process. If you want to go away from the template approach to approach which Benedetta described, this is perfectly possible. I just wanted to give a systematic way into the discussion. So next is Sam.
Thank you, Klaus. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I'd like to see us consider a two-stage process here, one where we begin with the template that you've suggested so we can zero in on what are our key issues and kind of hammer out and agree those, and then move over to a line-by-line run-through on the charter so that we're reviewing everything in the charter. And when we get to those issues, we've already pretty much sorted out what we're going to do, and it's just a question of getting the wording right. So I'd like to see it as a kind of two-stage process, starting with yours and ending with the one that was just presented.
Sounds reasonable to me. Ponsole?
Speaking for the record, I want to endorse that's what I was about saying, and thanks, Robert, and thanks, Benedetta, for providing us insights on what has been happening with other groups. And I think definitely we'll need ICANN staff support. And I think we should just our template, what is happening, we discuss key issues that members want to raise within the charter. Then after that, I think, Benedetta, I like the approach you want to take that staff have been taking, whereby you can go through line by line and then add up whatever contributions will be taken. So it goes in line with what ICANN has been doing for other constituencies, not that we are trying to reinvent the wheel. But I think within this first part, in using the template, it will be good, whereby we have a specific timeline that all the concerns people raise, all the add-ons and stuff like that, members of MPOC can look at them, and then after that we go into the line by line and we get the work done. So thanks a lot for what the staff want to help us in doing this, and any other specific recommendations that you people might want us to look into, Robert and Benedetta, I will be very grateful to and proud to our next meeting. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Just before we go really into the issues, I would like, Tapani, sorry I put you on the spot, but could you tell us a little bit from what you heard, if that's okay with you, but also in particular how you see the relationship, because I think that is vital, between the NZSG charter and the NPOC review, and how you think the NZSG should relate to our ongoing review. Thank you very much, Tapani, if that's possible.
Thank you, Klaus. And first, in general, the plan sounds reasonable enough to me. You are doing it just about the right way, although, well, the schedule is optimistic, but maybe it should be. As for the NZSG, it is part of NZSG, and its charter should be compatible with the NZSG charter. And also we are planning to do that constituency review that NCST Charter obligated to do every 2 years or unless decided otherwise. And in that context, it would be very useful if you took a look at what the NCST Charter says about what we are going to ask you in that then and make sure that the Charter will work in that context. There are some specific requirements that were criteria for constituencies set out in NCST Charter. We're actually planning to send out a questionnaire to the constituencies listing these questions. Please check that you still fulfill these and explain if you don't. So take a look at those and see how they fit with this your charter review as well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's about it. Go ahead.
Thank you, Tapani. Remark I would like to have Tapani. I don't think it's necessary that somebody from the NCSG will be all the time in our deliberation, but it would be nice to have as much present participation and observation from your part and other people in the discussion, so that when we stray and do other things, that you actually can put us back on the right track. Make sure that the NCSG knows that they are welcome to participate in the process. Okay, Pontele, please.
Yeah, Pontele speaking. I think I would like to see, Pontele speaking for the record, sorry. I would like to see, Stefani, your survey questionnaire that you want to send within the NCSG, if you can share that with us. And did you use SurveyMonkey or you use some internal process that I can provide you to create that form, which I presume is online? Thank you.
Okay, finally, after 45 minutes, and yes, I lied, it didn't take 7 minutes, we are at the issues. So we have the first thing I would like to mention there is that Mariam actually worked with our charter for quite a while, and I asked Mariam when she's got time actually to start filling out some of the templates with the issues she found where there are contradictions or omissions in the charter or something like that. Mariam, sorry that I put you on the spot. I seem to be making a habit out of this evening. Can you just give a few comments, nothing specific now, on your observations and how you want to put your observations into the process of this review? Because I think as somebody who worked the closest with that charter, your input will be really quite valuable.
Hi, Klaus. Thanks. So, like I pointed out to you, I think when we were working on the base document was the part of the program committee, which was not in the charter at all, but it was part of the work. So it was one of the committees we had, and so that was definitely one of the issues that stands out to me. And then I have a document that is prepared with some of the inconsistencies I found, and I'll be adding that to the issue template you sent to me. So that should be ready by tonight, tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. I think that's extremely useful for us to have, and also as a start. So we have an option now, and is there anybody now who really has an issue he wants to bring up here and now and thinks we should discuss? Okay, Pontele, please. All
yeah,
the others, get ready to raise your issues.
Yeah, Pontele speaking for the records again. Mariam, thank you for all the work you've done so far. I just wanted to ask the way we have got to this process, because you have really helped us a lot, whether there are any issues with the current proposals, and if you want us within MPOC to improve on anything. I know Tepani raised the issue of about us being realistic within our timelines, but personally, since you have worked with us over time, you know definitely our working patterns and stuff like that. So if there will be any advice you want to give on that. Thank you.
Okay, before we go on, welcome, Juan Manuel. Okay, we are at the point of issues. Who wants to raise some issues? Everybody, at least one issue. We've got 12 minutes to go for this call, and I want to hear at least one issue from each one of you. Who's volunteering? Okay, Sam is going first. Sam, unmute. Demute. Amute. Yeah, you were unmuted and then you were mute again. Okay, ladies first, John and then Sam. John, go ahead. John. What did I do? That everybody's silent now. I break it again.
We can hear you, Klaus.
Yeah, but John can't hear me and Sam can't unmute. I mean, either it's Adobe Acrobat or my Happy Bird, why I can't have my phone. I break some more. Sam, I heard you.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. No, there's something going wrong between here and there. Mine goes on mute. Okay, the issue I'd like to raise, and it comes out of the differences in the wording between the ESG charter and our charter, but it goes deep. It goes deeper than that, is that our charter has the phrase professional organizations. And one of the concerns is whether a professional organization represents commercial interests or professional interests like a group of lawyers or represents members who themselves are not-for-profit or non-commercial. Well, there's a confusion there that we need to talk about because you have some organizations that are social organizations, but their members are all business people, whether they're a chamber of commerce or a Rotary Club or a professional association of lawyers that has a their association has an educational and a social mission. Also, there's the move towards social business. And my concern is that there may be a constituency that is interested in what we're interested in, and it has a home nowhere inside ICANN. I think it belongs in NCSG, or in NPOC and NCSG, but there's an area there that I will cultivate and bring the evidence to bear. And so it's this area of membership for professional organizations and organizations that are being pushed from being an NGO to being a social business. I'll leave it at that.
I just would, Sam, thank you very much for raising this issue. And Tapani is already starting a very, very nice conversation and a very valuable conversation on that one. And that, in my opinion, demonstrates also how our relationship to we have to consider our relationship to the NCSG because the NCSG charter has some very, very clear language on that one. And so everything we do needs to be coordinated and put in at least discussed with the NCSG. John, you're up. And Sam, I trust that you work on the tempo.
Great. Thank you. John, can you hear me?
Yes. John, we can't hear you now. One, two, three. Pontele, please. John, we come back to you later.
Okay, Pontele speaking for the record. I just want to mention as
can you hear me?
One of the
yes, now we can hear you.
Okay, I will stop. I will allow Joanne to talk because she was on queue before me.
John, please.
Can you hear me, Claude?
Yes.
Hello? Wow.
John? John, I'm sorry. We just can't hear you, and I'm sorry. I'm going back to Pontele.
Okay, Pontele speaking. Can I carry on for the record?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, I just want us to look into, as we're about rounding up, people should look into the issue of, in terms of the global geos and what basically they were one of the reasons MPOC was set up. Yes, they have other avenues that they go through to pursue their ICANN engagements, but we should look into how directly that's going through the GNSO, as we rightly stated within our issue title. But we should all look at how we can get them to directly be involved in MPOC issues, and in what way also ICANN can support this engagement process. I think it is very key in us moving our height with our charter. So I just said prior to our next meeting, people should reflect on that and look at that in making comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much. John, can you try?
Hello? Yes. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes. We can hear you now.
Hello?
Yes. Yes. John, you have to unmute. Okay, John. We have you twice, by the way. We have John Kerr and we have John Kerr too, your twin sister. Hi, John. I can hear something rattling. Okay. Your hand is up, but I can't hear you talking. Is there anybody else who would like to raise an issue they would for the charter review, which is burning for them? Okay, in that case, John, the last chance to talk. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, is there any other business? Is there anybody who wants to raise something? In that case, I would like to mention that on Wednesday we have at NPOC Executive Committee with staff, which I guess we will see Robert and Benedetta again, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. If you've seen what Benedetta sent in the PowerPoint presentation and things like that, there's really some valuable stuff we should discuss. This is a line discussion, and I think that will be extremely beneficial for NPOC. So I know it's a lot of calls, but I think the Wednesday call is a particularly valuable one. So if there's, and with regard to the charter, so Ponsole, from now on, it's your baby, and I just ask everybody,
Hello, can you hear me?
Please spend the week before. Yes, now. Yes, please. Yes. Joan, I'm sorry. Okay, so please feel free to go to the Charter Review working document on Google Docs, and I will try to raise the issues I think are important. So let's move on with that one. Robert, could you have a look in your private chat? I'm just trying to connect with you.
Certainly,
sir. Is there any other business? So thank you very much. We kept within the hour. I think we're absolutely clear about the process. Thank you for Ponsole for participating. Thank you for staff for participating, Tapani in particular. I know you've got a lot of other things to do. There's Ponsole who would raise to say something.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize, Ponsole speaking for the record, that colleagues in MPOC, please go through these documents, especially during the weekend, so we get something going by the next meeting. Thanks all for the support and me spearheading this movement and your trust in supporting me to do this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, everybody. Bye-bye. Sorry, John, but when it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Bye.
Bye to all. Bye.
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the meeting. Christine, you may now stop the recording. Thank you for your support today. Bye.